Okay. Hello. All right. Hello.
Hello. My name is Randy, and I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. This call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. May I please speak with the person who requested this call back?
This is me, Kimberly McMillan.
All right. And how can I assist you today?
Okay. I was trying to do my unemployment, but for some reason, I don't know if it won't let me do it online or on the phone. Like, I don't know if it's like if I got to reapply or something. I don't know what's going on.
What's it telling you?
It's telling me that it's not working. Like, I got to call the number and redo it or something. I have to, I guess, file all over again.
Okay.
I don't know. Because I've been doing it ever since May.
Have you been putting in your 3 job searches every week?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Okay. And then it's telling you you've got to. That it's not going through. It's giving you an error message.
Y'all don't know if it's like a suspended. Yeah, it's an error, and it just told me to call the number.
Okay. I don't know why it would do that, but let's see what we can see here. What's your social security number, ma'am?
It's on 424-06-7622.
Let's see here. And what was your name, ma'am?
Kimberly McMillan.
Okay, and what is your date of birth?
11/14/78.
Okay, do you have a driver's license?
Yes, sir.
What's that number?
107-71297.
Okay. And what is your mother's maiden name?
Her name is LaFay McMillan.
All right. You do not have an active claim. Please file an initial claim.
So with the first one, what, like, what, I don't, so with the first claim, what happened?
I don't know. It doesn't say. That would be something you'd have to ask the inquiry department about. So
okay, and I've been trying to.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. I know I've been trying to get in touch with them, but. Every time I do it, they say they already booked up for the next appointment.
Yeah, that's a hard one to get in touch with. But all right, so you want to file a claim today, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's see here. Well, let me look at here. And when did you try to reopen this?
Yeah, I just tried to do it yesterday, but it kept on saying error and locking me out and stuff. Like, it kept locking me out. It won't let me go in and do it.
Okay.
Even when I called on the phone.
Well, we weren't. Yesterday we were. It was Monday, wasn't it? I was thinking we weren't here yesterday, but we were here, yep.
No, you know how you call the other number, the 234, that filed a new claim on the phone, online, you know, across the phone. In the middle of it, it just shut down. Right.
Were you talking to somebody?
No, I didn't do it. You know how to talk to the operator and they tell you, they were asking about the job search, you know, my 3 job search when I got to the last job search.
No. That was trying to put in your weekly benefit. I'm talking about.
Right.
When did you try to reopen your claim?
Yeah, I tried to do that online, and it wasn't.
Okay, and it kicked you out. Okay, because I was going to say.
Yes, sir.
I see where somebody started it here for you. So what I was wondering. Okay. Let's just catch up to where it kicked you out, and then we'll go from there. How about that? Here we go.
Okay.
All right, and then. All right, now that driver's license number that you told me, is that a driver's license or an ID?
Yes, a driver's license. I just got this driver's license. I used to have my pitch ID. I'm just getting a driver's license at this age.
Okay, but that's what this is, an Alabama driver's license, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. And what is your race?
Black.
And what's your ethnicity? Is it Hispanic or non-Hispanic?
No, non-Hispanic.
Okay. And what's the highest grade you completed in school?
11.
Okay. And you are a U.S. citizen, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, sir.
Okay. Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, sir.
Okay. There we go. All right, and what is your address?
2725 Belvedere Circle South, Mobile, Alabama, 36606.
Three, six, six, zero, six, you said?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And is there an apartment number or a lot number? Or anything?
No, sir. That's
like
a house. That's
okay.
A house. No, sir.
All right. And what's your occupation?
I'm unemployed at the moment.
What was your occupation?
I worked at Walmart Loss Prevention.
Okay. Let's see here.
I think you're going to say Asset Protection, probably, or Loss Prevention.
All right.
It's the same.
Seeking work in your usual occupation?
Yes.
Okay. And do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No, sir.
Okay. And are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
Can you repeat it?
Yes, ma'am. Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, I'm not going to go to school.
Okay. And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, sir.
Okay. And are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Strawberry and blue. Yes, sir.
And since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, sir.
All right. All right, and how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
30.
Okay. And what is the lowest hourly wage that you'll accept?
$10.
Okay. end, are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, sir.
Do you own a business?
No, sir, I don't.
And do you work for yourself?
No, sir.
Okay.
I'm just missing this and about $2,000 off.
And are you working on commission, or do you have a real estate license?
No, sir.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, sir.
Okay. Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer you've worked for in the last 18 months?
Okay, what do that mean? Like, I don't understand that question.
Okay, are you receiving
Can
a
you
pension?
Explain that?
Yes, ma'am. Are you receiving
is
a pension from anybody? Well, it's a, like retirement, yeah.
Well, I've received my 401k, if that's what the question is correct.
Okay, but you drew it out?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and you paid a penalty on it and drew it all out, and right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So you're not receiving a pension from an employer?
No. No, no.
Okay. All right. And have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that's not military or federal government any time between April 1st, 2023? Okay. All right. Now, do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And if you're approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or a prepaid benefits card. And the prepaid benefits
card. I'd rather prepaid.
You'd rather have the prepaid?
Yeah, I'd rather call it.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. Let's get you sent the card here. All right. All right, now your card will be mailed to you after your first payment's approved. By law, we are required to disclose the following information regarding your new Alvantage prepaid account. The Alvantage prepaid benefits card is issued by Comerica Bank. Comerica charges no monthly fee, no purchase fee, $0 in-network ATM withdrawal fee, and a $1.30 out-of-network fee. There is no fee for ATM balance inquiries. There is no fee for live customer service calls. There's a 35-cent fee for automated customer service calls. There's a $1 inactivity fee charged for 12 months with no activity. And Comerica Bank charges two other types of fees. Their card replacement fee for $4 for regular delivery and $19 for expedited delivery. An international transaction fee amount, excuse me, a 2% transaction amount. Now, customer service and card replacement fees can be lower depending on how and where the card is used. See the long form disclosure for ways to access your funds and balance information for no fee. The long form disclosure for prepaid cards can be accessed by calling 800-499-2035 or online at labor.alabama.gov/benefits card. There is no overdraft or credit feature, and your funds are eligible for FDIC insurance. Okay, and you understand the terms and conditions for the card?
Yes, sir.
Okay. There we go. Get in there. There we go. All right. And who was your employer? Did you say it was Walmart?
Walmart. Yes, sir.
Okay. And what is their phone number? And what's their phone number?
What What's the question, sir? I can't hardly hear you.
What's their phone number?
4251. Yeah, 251-471-1105.
And what city were you working in?
Mobile, Alabama.
Mobile?
36006. Yes, sir.
And what was your employment start date with them?
Well, I started in March. I say March 2021.
Okay, what was the last date that you worked?
May 13th was my last day working.
May what?
13th.
Okay.
2024.
All right. And why are you no longer working there?
I got terminated.
Okay. And what was the reason for the termination?
They say that it was because of theft, but I'm going to court for that right now because that is a lie, and they don't have no evidence on that, so they're going to have to throw out my charge because that was not true.
Okay. And what is the name and title of the person who terminated you?
Her name is Patricia Odom. And she's the head coach supervisor.
Okay. All right, and what was the date that you were advised that you were terminated?
It was on the 13th.
Okay.
But for some reason, they got on the 14th. I don't know if that's the day they did the termination in the system or how did that work. But it was 13th when I went to work. Well, I left, they terminated me that day. I don't know if they put it in with the 14th.
Right.
Because on my, so I think they must have put it in on the 14th, which was the next day.
Okay. And what did you say the final incident that caused your termination was?
They say I got terminated because of, I supposed to been, somebody supposed to been left out of the building, and I supposed to allow them to leave or something. So I got terminated for it. But I'm actually going back and forth, and went on email from corporate from the, home office to see what's going on with it because
mm-hmm.
I haven't heard enough about it. And now, if they don't come to court this time with no evidence, then they're gonna throw it out because
mm-hmm.
they don't have no evidence. That was not true.
Okay. But what you're saying is that they said that you let somebody walk out of the store without paying
for
something.
Yeah, sir.
Okay.
Yes,
I got you. Get in there. Okay, and so what did you do to attempt to try and resolve the problem prior to being terminated?
Say it one more time.
What did you do to attempt to resolve the problem prior to being discharged?
Like, what you mean by that, Mike?
When they...
I filed a claim against them for trying to fire me for that, for that particular reason. And that I'm actually going to court for it.
Okay. Let's see. right. And did you commit the act your employer alleges?
Can you repeat it?
Did you commit the act your employer alleges?
No, sir.
Okay. And was there any prior warnings for the same or similar act?
No, sir. I ain't never had a warning for that. No, sir.
Okay. And have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, sir.
Okay, and have you received a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, sir. No, sir. I had just a 401k and I drew it out loud.
Okay. All right, you certify that all of your answers are true and correct, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, you hear
so
about
what I,
go ahead.
Would I still have to go to the Alabama Career Center and reapply like register again since I just did it in
yes,
July?
Ma'am. Yep. The okay, reason the reason being because you're opening this claim, so they're gonna have to see where you
okay.
updated recently to you know match this
okay.
claim, okay?
Okay, that's fine. All right, go ahead.
All right. All right, now you hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama. Do you agree?
Say it again. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I heard you.
Okay. And you certify under penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge. You agree?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and you understand that it is your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the Claimant Benefit Handbook, Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities. You agree?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay, now the following instructions and phone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you're required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and that's where you and update your online resume. Failure to do so may
okay.
result in an interruption of your benefits. Okay, now an information booklet, Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities, contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how to file your required weekly certification. Failure to follow the instructions listed in the booklet could cause a denial of benefits. The process you just completed filed your unemployment claim. Filing the claim doesn't automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in the loss of benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks beginning on Sunday and ending on Saturday. And you can file your weekly certification either online in the claimant portal, just go where it says file weekly certification on the home page, or over the phone at 800-752-7389. Okay, and your weekly certification can be made on Sunday from 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certifications cannot be made on Saturday. Okay, now I want to see, your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you'll be contacted by phone or letter before a decision on your claims made. All right, now Alabama law requires that you contact at least 3 potential employers each week. You must provide your contacts when you complete your weekly claims. You may not list the same employer more than once unless the employer wasn't hiring when you first contacted them, but the employer later begins hiring. Failure to make at least 3 work search contacts each week could result in a denial of benefits. And for assistance with your work search, you can visit an Alabama Career Center. All right, now I'm going to give you your confirmation number and your PIN number, okay?
Okay.
All right, your confirmation number is going to be
497-242-905.
Okay. All right, now let's get your PIN number here. Your PIN number is going to be 5225.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And we've got...
Okay.
We filed your unemployment claim. Is there anything else I might be able to assist you with today?
No, sir. Thank you so much, because you broke it down and explained everything like I needed to know.
Okay. Well, I'm great. Thank you for that, ma'am. And I want to thank you for calling the unemployment claims line. You have a nice day today.
You too.
Well, thank you, ma'am. Bye now.